where I'm looking for you to help us put together a list of iconic Connecticut eateries for summertime food.
Ooh.
Come on.
Burgers, dogs, fried shrimp, kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah, your roadside fare.
Not pizza, not steak.
Right, no fast food restaurants.
Oh, no.
No, the quaint places.
All right, 1-877-764-2535. We did a little bit on it yesterday.
Yep.
We did Danny's Drive-In in Stratford.
Yep.
Right. Ashley had a good one.
Sandpiper in East Haven, right on Cozy Beach there.
Never heard of that.
Sounds
right.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Al's Hot Dogs, I had him. Naugatuck.
Yes.
Great for hot dogs and lobster rolls.
I had Woods Barbecue in Bantam.
Yes.
Phil had the...
Pig Rig.
Pig Rig Barbecue in Wallingford.
Yep.
Yum.
Oh, Alyssa?
I mean, Seven Seas has the best lobster roll in the world.
Right here in Milford?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then Bill Seafood.
Would that be considered roadside?
Yeah.
It is right next to the road.
It's right there.
But you have to go inside.
It's like 3 feet from the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Seafood then, because you could be outside for that one.
Okay.
In Westbrook, maybe? It's right near Mystic.
Right.
Excuse me?
Don't get me started.
Are you making yummy sounds?
Don't get me started.
How do you spell that?
Right. Their seafood's so good, Mystic gets nervous in the aquarium.
Yeah, right?
Uh-oh. Where's Bill?
Bill.
It's on all of our social media, both radio stations, the Chaz and AJ, so we'll read a few from there.
Oh, yes.
Beef Man?
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Beefy.
I have Lenny's Indian Head Inn in Brantford. It's another great seafood place.
Lenny's
incredible
Indian
stuff.
Head who? Who?
Lenny's Indian Head?
What? Lenny's Indian Head who? What?
Yeah, Lenny's Indian Head Inn. Well, it's Indian Head section of Brantford. It's in Brantford.
And that's a roadside thing? Like there's like picnic tables and whatnot?
Well, no, it's got both. It's got a nice big deck with you can eat outside or it's indoor as well. It's been there for quite some time. It's,
well, you know what we're talking about, right? Roadside summer food.
Right.
Absolutely.
This fits that category?
Right.
Beefy knows.
All right. Ashley, are you going to write these down?
Have you guys ever been to
Ford's?
We need someone to write.
Have you guys
down.
Ever been to Ford's to have that lobster bomb?
Thank you,
thing?
Beef Man.
Indian they head. Are like nationally ranked for their lobster sandwich.
That lobster bomb with like the bisque.
Yeah,
on it. I would just IBS. Like right. I would.
It's not like knowing.
I got to go.
What
just happened here?
Ford's. It's a bread bowl.
How do I know?
I don't know. With butter, with lobster, and then they put the bisque over it.
Oh,
yeah. Write that down.
What is it, Alyssa? Where?
Ford's in. It's with an N.
Noank.
Noank. There
Noank.
We go.
And where?
Noank.
Noank?
Noank.
Noank.
Yeah.
Noank.
Where the hell is that?
Noank. It's short for no anchor.
It's far.
Noank.
Noank. Like,
Noank.
Right.
I'd have to bring a porta potty with me.
Where the hell is Noank?
Noinky?
Is that like Mystic area?
Noank.
Noinky.
Noank.
I don't know. I just see it on Facebook all the time.
Right.
I can't even handle
that's
it.
That's got to be near the water.
When you have no ankles, get no ank.
I don't know where it is. It's on one of those far corners.
Right. The cankles get no ank.
Cankles.
Over by Rhode Orange. Island.
Okay, girls. Yeah, I think it's...
it's near Stonington. It's a little closer than Stonington.
You got to look up their Instagram. You will just drool.
You'll be really hungry by the time you get there. How's that?
No, but everyone who's been there is like, it's worth driving out of your way, an hour and a half even, just to go get that.
Yeah, they go crazy about it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I must make a quest.
I'm not sure if Jeff and I will drive out there. To
Noink.
Try it, but they should be on this list.
Yes, Ford's. They should. It's all over my
if
Facebook.
If you do, take his car.
He's got a cool car.
Exactly.
And it's almost $6 a gallon now.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh, I know.
Yeah, but he's the boss.
Yeah. Norman Beacon Falls.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
good, thank you.
Doing?
I'm good, I'm good. A couple of hot dog joints. One in New Britain called Capital Lunch.
Yep.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
We got to write it down.
During hot dog week.
Yeah.
Is that a roadside?
Not really so much roadside. That's actually.
Not really. Yeah.
Doesn't it have that barbecue?
The relish. Right? Was it relish?
Yes.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. People go in there and buy dozens of hot dogs. And then there's another one in Waterbury called Blackie's.
Blackie's is more of a
roadside. I've heard of that.
Yeah, Blackie's
that's
roadside.
A roadside. Yeah,
I drove past it. Yep. Hey, I don't Blackie.
Kind of like they got garage doors that kind of open up and you just go sit at the counter.
Kinda you can't park a car.
Perfect for summer.
Yes. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, perfect for summer.
I was getting.
I'm getting hungry. I grew up. I woke up that way.
We're way beyond that.
She has 50 pounds put back on again.
Oh, God.
Wow, those
scared.
Are great. All right, Donna and Waterford.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I have the best lobster roll. It's actually been in articles nationally mentioned. It's Lobster Landing in Clinton. This place is legit roadside. Like, there's picnic tables outside. It's under a tent. There's, like, four things on the menu. And it sits next to this little shack that, like, dangles over the water. This place has been flooded out and over for, like, 100 years. It's still standing.
Where
it's
is it,
amazing.
Guilford?
Clinton.
Okay, I've heard of this place.
Me too.
I'm just picturing lobsters
landing.
It's a
little shack.
Like lobsters are going through here.
No, but isn't that the best name?
Lobster.
This is where they land. Right here.
Right, landing.
We walk outside and they're all right here. They just landed here.
Oh, wow.
You don't want the lobsters take off. You want lobster landing.
It's a little teeny tiny building.
It's a little shack.
It's a shack, yeah.
That's what you want.
That is what I want.
That's what you want.
Pictures of the place flooded out. Like, I grew up in Clinton. The water comes, like, way up the road.
Yeah.
And
it
survived hurricanes. It's insane.
Wow.
But they have the best lobster. It's, like, picnic tables outside, bags of chips. Pretty sure it's cash only.
Yes.
I love that cash only.
That's what you want. Yep.
It's like ice cream.
But the Old Bay potato chips. Yep.
If we went there for lunch during the week, do you think that we'd get in, or is it like a half an hour? You're down the road waiting?
No, during the week, you're probably okay. They do have a long wait on the weekend. They actually put in like a parking lot. It gets packed, but it's worth it.
Wow. All right. That is on the list.
Oh,
with
man.
A star next to it. Yes. Thank you.
Donna. I love it.
Thank you, Donna. Sorry.
That's one of those places if you're going to travel the state looking for the best lobster roll in Connecticut comes up immediately.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Start right here. Tells you the name.
Yeah.
Almost seems like that's a category.
Yeah.
Because it's a ton of places.
Lobster.
It is really. I don't know who invented it, but that's pretty good.
Yes. Right?
All right, I got an idea.
It's a better way to eat lobster. We have to take the damn thing apart. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
No, neither am
I.
Because I'm having a big bug on my plate.
I'm like any other person. I want to take healthy food and make it as unhealthy as possible.
So I'm going to drench in butter.
Throw some butter on it.
Yep.
Right.
Just put some.
Either butter or sugar.
Right.
I'm going to eat my microphone, just so we're clear. Just...
That'll be good. Stay tuned.
Well, yeah. Everybody watch Twitch.
That's a promise.
Fish nipples.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I've got one in Phil's neck of the woods. It's on the Southington Plainville line. It's called Saints. It was started out as a truck. St. Pierre owns it, and they make foot long hot dogs.
Ooh, I like foot long hot dogs.
Cheeseburgers, hamburgers.
Foot long's the best.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, because you know what it is? You finish your hot dog, like, I need a little more.
Just a little more.
I need a little more. So foot long is like, okay, I'm good. I'm satisfied with my hot dog ratio.
They got everything, and they got picnic tables out front, right on Route 10, Plainville-Southington border.
Beautiful.
All right, what's it called?
Saints.
That's it. You know what the neat thing about a foot long is? The buns always have the bread exposed, that, like they're like, trimmed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They're never like a regular hot dog roll. There's something neat about that.
Right.
They toast all their buns, too. All those are nice and toasted.
You have to have toasted buns.
I don't like a toasted bun.
When you sit in those seats outside, you will.
Hold it. Who doesn't like a toasted bun?
With a hot dog, I don't.
That one over there.
No, it's been a while.
I feel like you're not playing at the major league level then.
I am gay.
You mean you want a soggy?
Hot dogs are very foreign.
This is true.
They're very phallic.
All right. Thank you.
Oh. Well, there you are. Yep.
All right.
There you are.
Hot dog.
I'm gay.
I'm so censoring myself right now.
I'm like,
you shouldn't.
Can't say that.
Alyssa, you got to play this when you walk up on stage.
Just kidding.
Is this your walk-on song?
That's funny.
Hey, how you doing?
Anything from the Facebook page?
Yes, lots. On the PLR Facebook page, John is suggesting Twins Barbecue. Twins Barbecue in Brookfield.
Flubby flub.
Everyone? Well, I'm drooling because it sounds so good. Brookfield, Glenwood, or in Hamden.
Oh, yeah, or, Glenwood. Yeah.
My dad said Denmo's. He just texted me.
Denmo's.
That's in Southbury.
Yes.
Denmo's.
Yep.
You know, it's wild. I've never been there.
They love hot dogs.
A house in Southbury.
It's like a body shop.
Wow. I've lived in Southbury twice, actually.
It does.
Hang on, I'm going to call it Fix It Demos.
I've jogged by there and smelt it. There's a whole other show going on.
You smelt it?
I'm sorry.
I smelt it.
It's AJ's fault.
I smelt the dogs.
Ken in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning. Cricket Car Hop in Stratford.
I've heard of them. Yep, I've heard of them.
Cricket? This has come
cricket,
up.
Yeah.
The cricket, yep.
My mom loves cricket.
Right.
Milkshakes, too.
They have milkshakes, too.
Milkshakes.
You have to get a milkshake.
Yeah, so.
So you can dip your wiener in it.
Milkshakes.
I always do.
Yes. Milkshakes.
Penis and toilet jokes. That's
where we're at.
It's Friday.
That's what we're doing.
It's Friday.
That's every day for you.
That's literally my whole act.
All right, thank you, Ken. It's a good name for a morning show. Penis and toilets. Okay.
Still got to drink one day.
Oh,
that sounds milkshake. Sounds good.
Sounds great.
That sounds good.
You always forget about a milkshake.
Yes, and I can't remember the last time I had one.
It's because you feel so bad after. That's why. I could get ice cream and not feel as bad.
But
if I'm drinking
it's so good while you're drinking.
I know. It's good
that
while it lasts.
That is true.
Oh, it's
it
so
is
good.
So good. But
like
especially
chocolate?
A good one.
Are you not chocolate?
Vanilla.
Ashley. Okay.
What did you say?
I said chocolate. I'm appalled. She wants a vanilla milkshake.
Vanilla milkshakes are the best.
It's okay. We can still be friends.
Chocolate.
I feel very strongly.
Would you like some chocolate?
That's how I'm ordering chocolate.
Is that the
from
queen
now
ordering
on.
Chocolate? Oh, damn it. Did you have some chocolate?
Hey, sir. Can I have some chocolate?
Next week on Downtown Abbey.
Would you like some chocolate?
Tom in North Haven. Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sounds like you're partying.
How you doing?
No, kind of. How about the police in Guilford? We sit on the stump, and you get the lobster roll in the corner of the cob.
This came up yesterday.
What's
the
it
stumps.
Called?
The place.
The
Ashley
place.
Could probably get on a flight and just fly right over there.
So you called in to tell us. Wait, this sounds like Jimmy Rapp.
No, he wanted to tease Ashley again.
Yeah.
This was her nemesis on the tweet.
Yeah,
oh,
the
nemesis.
The Othello, yes.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yes, I remember.
Your nemesis.
Fly right over.
Hey, right.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, leave and tweet, yes.
All right, thank you.
That was
of
good.
All the lines I could have picked.
Right.
I'm crossing that one off the list.
Colin in Woodbury.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello, Colin.
Did anybody mention Lakeshore Drive-In?
Yesterday.
Yep. Mm.
Zor Burger.
Yep. Onion rings.
Yep.
Good onion rings.
Leave there, Zor. Sorry.
Chaz, you got to go to Denmo's. They've got the foot-long split and charred hot dogs at Denmo's. Those are amazing.
Wow.
Every time I go by there where I can't stop,
yep.
It's mobbed.
Yeah.
And then there are times where I'm jogging by.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, like, you're having donuts. Like, there's donuts outside the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my life. Oh,
I just want to go there.
It's my life.
You had me at footlong.
Right.
Got great milkshakes, too.
Aye.
Ooh.
Chocolate!
I thought you were going to, because I saw Woodbury.
Chocolate!
I thought you were going to say the charcoal chef.
Ooh.
Oh, the Greasy Spoon. That place is awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Greasy
that's
Spoon.
More of a, that's more of an inside sit-down place, though.
It is.
All of the lingo going on right
the
now.
The drinks are
got,
really strong.
Really?
Oh, let's go.
Really?
They make strong
it's
drinks.
It's really good, and they've got all these old-timey cocktails that nobody ever makes anymore.
Old-timey? Like Manhattan's and whatnot?
No, it's a really neat
Blue
place.
Blue Gin Fizz. Yeah,
oh, my
like
God.
That.
Blue Gin
like
Fizz.
Like a slow gin, but blue.
IBS.
Nice.
I'm writing that down.
They,
Blue Gin Fizz.
They have a 4-drink limit because their drinks are so strong.
Wow.
There was one lunch.
Right.
A friend of mine and I went. We had our 4 drinks. We walked out, and then we walked back in.
A good indication is when they have a mattress outside the door.
Well, I took Jennifer there for the first time on a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And she wanted to have wine. I said, no, you don't have wine here. You have to have a drink. This is where this recording came from. This is our. We're about 2 minutes away
from
the place.
That's what happened? Okay.
Yeah. Where's Lionel Richie?
That's a charcoal chef right there.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that's hilarious.
She sounds pretty cooked herself.
Yeah. I'm going to take my mom there. Wow. Get her
all
nice
right, Colin.
And drunk.
Thank you.
Got to get mom drunk.
Thank you.
Sure do.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate
martini.
Chocolate.
We're putting together a list of iconic Connecticut eateries for roadside food. This is one of the places we're very rich in, like, high-quality roadside food.
Exactly.
That and pizza.
That's why
folks pizza.
Do a living here.
Great restaurants. We know how to do food
We
here.
Do.
We're here for food. We can't afford to buy
That's
it.
That's why I'm still here. That's for sure.
Have to sell chocolate.
Andrea in Watertown.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
How about Frankie's in Waterbury?
Frankie's.
Oh, that's legendary.
That was mentioned,
That's Frankie's, a good one.
Frankie's. Legendary. They have their own relish.
Yeah. Right.
Which is important. Yum. That tells you something about the hot dog place when they're like, no, we're making the relish.
Yeah, hang on a second. We got this. Yeah. Hey, doing good?
Yeah, and on top of it all, the one that's on Watertown Avenue has Carvel right next door to us.
Oh, hello.
Get your wiener, get your ice cream.
I got my wiener, I got my ice cream.
I have a cone of chocolate.
Fudgy I am Fudgy the Whale. Yeah.
That's a good call,
and they have a little gazebo with picnic tables and everything, so it's really nice picnicky atmosphere.
Gazebo.
I get picnicky.
Awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You're doing. Thank you so much. Come again.
Let's go to Wingdale, New York. Cody.
Wingdale. Interesting.
Hi, Wingdale.
Wingy.
Hello. Do they have chocolate Wingdale?
Oh, it didn't pick up.
Oops.
Oh, my stupid phone. Hold on, Cody. Bill's coming in.
Don't move, Cody.
Philly. He's a husband. He's a husband.
That's so
he's
weird.
Good. We should.
Oh my God. Beefman sent me a picture of that place he was talking about. Food. Oh my God.
Hello.
There you are.
Cody in Wingdale, New York. Hey, Cody.
Codina, what?
Yeah, you guys there?
Hello,
we are now. I apologize.
Come in, Cody.
Oh, don't worry about it, man. Hey, I love the show. Hello, crew.
Hello.
Hi, Cody.
You were talking the other day also about the old crazy nut houses and stuff. Well, that's what Wingdale, unfortunately, was known as. Wingdale had his whole psychiatric center. It was huge for years and years and years. So, yeah, you want to talk about some haunted places. That's the place. Anyway, this place in Bethel, Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut forever and ever. I moved out here not too long ago. It's called the Sycamore.
I've heard of the Sycamore.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, this goes back... AJ, you probably know. I mean, this is like one of these car hop places that started like in the early 50s, you know?
You gave me a picture of the Sycamore one time years ago, a bunch of hot rods in front. Yeah,
I did.
A framed picture, man. It's in my office.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what they do about the lobster and all the other stuff like that, but I mean, that is an iconic place to go, man. It's really a nice area.
We're
they
right
really haven't changed it much either.
What's good? Like, what's the specialty?
Well, I think, for me, man, I go to one of those places. I want the hot dogs, and I want the chilies, and I want the hamburgers. And
Hot dogs in the chili.
I like my chili. But I have
dogs in the chili.
Dog in the chili.
Gonna feel my belly.
You're picking on my southern accent. It's because I'm from southern Connecticut, right?
I like chili, but I have to drop in a piece of cheese.
With sour cream.
Cheese.
With some sour cream.
Cheese.
We have to drop in a piece of cheese.
Are we drunk?
I wish.
No, you know what? We're drunk with happiness.
It's Friday.
Thinking about all this food.
Yeah.
We really do have a lot of great places.
I'm staring at donuts. I'm fine.
I'm firing up the grill right now as we speak. You guys may be hungry.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, Cody.
Who's better than you?
Yes, what's that?
It was eight people talking at the same time. All right. Thank you, Cody.
Now we all shut up.
Chocolate.
Yeah, now it'll be nothing.
Chocolate.
Kristen in New Milford.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in for Gooseboro in Bantam, Connecticut.
Gooseboro.
It's a drive-in.
For you.
And it's amazing. It got the mucks. Hot dogs, footlongs, burgers, fried clams, and an ice cream shop for milkshake and sundae.
Did you say Mutz hot dog?
Mux, the brand Mux.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
I'm a hummus guy.
I'm a hummus guy as well.
Bill Downs, the owner, he's been emailing me for three or four seasons in a row.
Really?
Like, I got to get out there. And he sent me an email. Gooseboro Drive-In Bantam, hot dogs, famous burgers, chili dogs, banana splits, milkshakes, 61 years of summer food.
Ooh, banana splits.
Is it a red building off the road?
No, it's blue.
Blue building.
Right off of 202, and it has picnic tables out front.
Oh, wow.
It's cash only.
Oh, it's okay. A blue.
That's all I got.
It's blue. Yeah. I got to go out there.
It's
I told
awesome.
Bill I'd go out there this year, so
road
that,
trip,
that's
going to
be a stop I'll make, either okay. with Jeff
it's
or with
It's a really nice ride if you've never been up this way. Bantam, Litchfield area. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It really is the nice one.
I hear good things.
Yum.
All right, we got to roll. Thank you, everybody who called in. We wrote down what you were going to say, and we have... if you didn't get through, you can go to the radio station or the show's Facebook page, leave a comment. We're going to find the most iconic Connecticut eateries for summer food.